Part 1. Class 1 Impossibilities. Chapter 1. Force Fields. 1. When a distinguished but elderly scientist states that something is possible, he is almost certainly right. When he states that something is impossible, he is very probably wrong. 2. The only way of discovering the limits of the possible is to venture a little way past them into the impossible. 3. Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. Arthur C. Clarke's Three Laws. Shields up! In countless Star Trek episodes, this is the first order that Captain Kirk barks out to the crew, raising the force fields to protect the starship Enterprise against enemy fire. So vital are force fields in Star Trek that the tide of the battle can be measured by how the force field is holding up. Whenever power is drained from the force fields, the Enterprise suffers more and more damaging blows to its hull, until finally surrender is inevitable. So what is a force field? In science fiction, it's deceptively simple. A thin, invisible, yet impenetrable barrier, able to deflect lasers and rockets alike. At first glance, a force field looks so easy that its creation as a battlefield shield seems imminent. One expects that any day, some enterprising inventor will announce the discovery of a defensive force field. But the truth is far more complicated. In the same way that Edison's light bulb revolutionized modern civilization, a force field could profoundly affect every aspect of our lives. The military could use force fields to become invulnerable, creating an impenetrable shield against enemy missiles and bullets. Bridges, superhighways, and roads could in theory be built by simply pressing a button. Entire cities could sprout instantly in the desert, with skyscrapers made entirely of force fields. Force fields erected over cities could enable their inhabitants to modify the effects of their weather, high winds, blizzards, tornadoes, at will. Cities could be built under the oceans, within the safe canopy of a force field. Glass, steel, and mortar could be entirely replaced. Yet, oddly enough, a force field is perhaps one of the most difficult devices to create in the laboratory. In fact, some physicists believe it might actually be impossible without modifying its properties. Michael Faraday. The concept of force fields originates from the work of the great 19th century British scientist Michael Faraday. Faraday was born to working-class parents. His father was a blacksmith, and eked out a meager existence as an apprentice bookbinder in the early 1800s. The young Faraday was fascinated by the enormous breakthroughs in uncovering the mysterious properties of two new forces, electricity and magnetism. Faraday devoured all he could concerning these topics and attended lectures by Professor Humphrey Davy of the Royal Institution in London. One day, Professor Davy severely damaged his eyes in a chemical accident and hired Faraday to be a secretary. Faraday slowly began to win the confidence of the scientists at the Royal Institution and was allowed to conduct important experiments of his own, although he was often slighted. Over the years, Professor Davy grew increasingly jealous of the brilliance shown by his young assistant, who was a rising star in experimental circles, eventually eclipsing Davy's own fame. After Davy died in 1829, Faraday was free to make a series of stunning breakthroughs that led to the creation of generators that would energize entire cities and change the course of world civilization. The key to Faraday's greatest discoveries was his force fields. If one places iron filings over a magnet, one finds that the iron filings create a spiderweb-like pattern that fills up all of space. These are Faraday's lines of force, which graphically describe how the force fields of electricity and magnetism permeate space. If one graphs the magnetic fields of the Earth, for example, one finds that the lines emanate from the North Polar region and then fall back to the Earth in the South Polar region. Similarly, if one were to graph the electric field lines of a lightning rod in a thunderstorm, one would find that the lines of force concentrate at the tip of the lightning rod. Empty space, to Faraday, was not empty at all, but was filled with lines of force that could make distant objects move. Because of Faraday's poverty-stricken youth, he was illiterate in mathematics, and as a consequence, his notebooks are full not of equations, but of hand-drawn diagrams of these lines of force. Ironically, his lack of mathematical training led him to create the beautiful diagrams of lines of force that now can be found in any physics textbook. In science, a physical picture is often more important than the mathematics used to describe it.